The city of Rio Dell is still grappling with the aftermath of the atrocities that occurred at Miranda's rescue. Like many cities in Humboldt County, Rio Dell had previously been contracted with Miranda's rescue for animal services, especially dogs and cats picked up by the Rio Dell Police Department. At the Tuesday, July 21st meeting of the Rio Dell City Council, Police Chief Joshua Finney presented a recommendation made by an ad hoc committee that was formed to come up with ideas to solve Rio Dell's lack of an animal control and shelter provider. You'll first hear from Rio Dell Police Chief Joshua Finney as he presents the council with the ad hoc committee's recommendation.
The ad hoc committee decided that the 12 by 24 foot 6-run prefabricated commercial kennel was the appropriate option. It comes complete with electrical packaging, climate control, floor drains, dog doors, heating system, all for the ballpark figure of about $70,000. We eliminated some of the options on this since the writing of this packet, eliminating some of the AC related stuff in favor of the fan, kept the heat element for wintertime, saving us a couple $1,000s there. This includes the construction of a 28 foot by 18 foot reinforced concrete slab that this building would sit on. That will cost us approximately $12,890. The installation of an automatic electric gate system with walk-through access gate, associated fencing improvements. We have a quote for that for $9,750. At the time of writing this, we estimated the additional features, including the modification of the power to handle this building and the installation of a tank, be approximately $10,000. Unfortunately, that has come in closer to $25,000, bringing our total project cost up in the ballpark of $125,000. Staff is recommending that council would authorize staff to actively seek donations, sponsorships, grants, outside funding sources, with the goal of securing approximately 30% of the project costs.
As stated by Rio Dell Police Chief Joshua Finney, a prefabricated commercial kennel and concrete slab would cost around $125,000 to build, and the city would also seek help through donations. The Rio Dell City Council then discussed the proposed new Rio Dell Kennel construction project, beginning with Mayor Pro Tem Amanda Carter. She is strongly in favor of the project, as Rio Dell is currently utilizing kennels in Fortuna, with only one or two kennels available to Rio Dell at a time, which is not enough capacity to meet demand. Here's Amanda Carter's statement on the proposed Rio Dell Kennel project.
I sit on the ad hoc committee, so this isn't the first time I'm seeing this. I know these numbers are big and these numbers are scary. And I think that when we do our budgets, and it's not like Rio Dell's rolling in a ton of money, I do like the idea of looking for donations and other, funding sources. But ultimately, I don't know how much of a choice we have about doing something like this. What we're doing now is hanging by a thread. We're doing our best, and we're doing a bang up job so far, of keeping cats out of the PD and of everybody running around trying to deal with any dogs that do come in here. I know we have Fortuna as a backup plan, but that's not sustainable either. It's not going to last. I think that the goal is to be as self-sufficient as possible for the future, you know? I've talked to Chief about this. I think 85-ish% of the dogs that we take in are somebody's pet that we need to give. We need a couple days to figure it out. I don't see this being like, oh, now we just have dogs that live here forever. You know, I think that most of these dogs end up going back to their owners. And I think our PD does a wonderful job of dealing with the ones that genuinely don't have homes. I think that we kind of have to do this.
Rio Dell Police Chief Joshua Finney then received questions from the Rio Dell City Council members, with Councilman Frank Wilson asking about the previous relationship with Miranda's Rescue and how the new kennel project would fill that need.
And the other thing is, where Amanda said that this was 85% our people, pets that got picked up, were those going to Miranda previously and then they had to go to Miranda and get them back?
Under the previous agreement, at any time we took any animal and couldn't find the owner within a very reasonable amount of time, an hour or two, then the animal would be taken to Miranda's. They would have to come to us, pay their fees, and then go out to Miranda's rescue, pay their fees.
Rio Del Councilwoman Julie Woodall then brought up the need for clarification on how Rio Del's proposed new animal kennel site would operate after construction and whether the city would collect fees.
But I hope that sometime we can maybe sit down and talk about more of the little things that we'll have to handle. You know, if we have them, how long we're going to keep them, veterinarian, if they need that. I don't want to make any mistakes that others have made in keeping animals.
Yes.
Here, I want to make sure it's all. And if we need, if we're going to, we'll be charging people when they come to get their pets.
Yes. If your animals get picked up and they're housed by the police department, you are stored the fees for your dog's running loose. And those fees do increase with recurrence.
Okay. But at some point, I mean, I would vote for this tonight, mm-hmm. but can we, at some point, can we have a meeting and talk about all the little stuff that might?
Absolutely. This is a discussion item. The only thing I'm recommending tonight is that the council approve the construction of the slab here tonight.
Okay, that's perfect.
After questions and discussions, the Rio Del City Council authorized construction of a concrete slab for the Rio Del Police Department's animal kennel project. By a unanimous vote of 4-0. The vote also authorized Rio Del City staff to solicit donations, grants, sponsorships, and other community funding for the proposed kennel to replace services previously contracted to Miranda's Rescue. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.